org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
10.
Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text RADIO to 321-321. That's radio to 321-321.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In North Carolina, Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris outlined her economic vision for the country, saying she plans to boost the middle class by lowering taxes, battling high prices for everyday staples, and building more housing. She says voters have a choice between the Harris and Trump campaigns.
One, ours, focused on the future, and the other, focused on the past.
After campaigning in Milwaukee, Republican VP candidate Senator J.D. Vance's plane had to return to the tarmac shortly after takeoff. The pilot requested an emergency landing. The Milwaukee airport says the plane returned due to a mechanical issue. The campaign says it's now fixed. And a jury in Florida convicting Susan Lorenz of felony manslaughter in the 2023 fatal shooting of her black neighbor, Ajiki Owens, through a door. Owens walked up to Lorenz's door during a dispute over her children playing near her home. She faces up to 30 years in prison. This is ABC News. We're hearing from the family of the man fatally shot during the assassination attempt on former President Trump in Pennsylvania.
He definitely was a hero. He saved his wife. He saved his child. And he was just the best guy. He was just the best.
Helen Comprator and her daughters are speaking out for the first time about Corey Comprator, the volunteer fire chief who threw himself onto his family during the gunfire at former President Trump's rally last month in Butler, Pennsylvania.
ABC's Aaron Katursky, the interview airing on ABC station WTAE in Pittsburgh. California Governor Newsom signing 10 bills cracking down on retail theft. The new laws make it easier to go after repeat shoplifters, car thieves, and resellers of stolen goods. Superstar Taylor Swift back on stage tonight for the second of five sold-out London shows, security tight following a foiled terror attack in Vienna. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/DC 17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Aylin. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is touting new lower prescription drug prices under the Inflation Reduction Act.
This news is more than just a new sticker price. This is a huge sigh of relief for over 150,000 folks in Wisconsin currently taking one or more of these 10 drugs. This is what holding these big drug companies accountable looks like.
The Inflation Reduction Act will also limit Medicare beneficiaries' out-of-pocket costs to $2,000 per year starting in 2025. Baldwin's seeking a third term and faces Madison businessman Eric Hovde in November. Vice President Kamala Harris will be back in Wisconsin next week for a campaign event at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum. Earlier this week, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson commented on Harris's visit.
I, for one, welcome her attendance here. I, for one, am grateful that she's taken the time to showcase to Milwaukeeans and to Wisconsinites what the future can be under her leadership. And I'm, for one, looking forward to seeing her come back to Milwaukee.
Harris will stop by Milwaukee during the second day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. It's her third time in Wisconsin since assuming her party's presidential candidacy. The search continues for a missing kayaker in northeast Wisconsin. The Green Lake County Sheriff's Office began searching Big Green Lake Monday after the 44-year-old man hadn't returned home. Deputies found an empty, overturned kayak on the lake with a life jacket still attached and the man's vehicle parked near Dodge Memorial Park. The Sheriff's Office says sonar and drones failed to locate the man by late afternoon Tuesday. Drones will continue to search while searchers wait for resources to probe the deepest waters of the lake. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More scattered showers and some thunderstorms are expected again this afternoon and into the evening. Some of them could be strong, bringing gusty winds, heavy downpours, and small hail. Otherwise, today, more clouds than sunshine, breezy winds, and high temperatures cooler into the low 70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
And welcome into AOA Agriculture of America here today. Great to have you along with us as we have plenty to talk about on our show concerning farming, ranching, and rural America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Coming up here on the program in segment two, we're going to take a look at the latest meat export numbers. Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation is going to join us. Beef export values climbed in the month of June. Pork trended a little lower, but a strong first half for the pork side of the export balance sheet. We're going to talk about all that coming up here in segment two with Dan Hallstrom again from USMEF. In segment three, we're going to have a wide-ranging conversation about the ag economy. Barry Benson, VP of Agribusiness Banking with FNBO, the First National Bank of Omaha. He's going to join the show. It's been a few months since we've talked with Barry. We're going to see what his thoughts are and if his perspectives have changed a little bit from the ag lender side as we're seeing this downturn here in the commodities and the ag economy in particular. Then coming up in segment four, we'll take a look at news headlines. Ranking member on the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman, along with Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith of Minnesota, joined North Dakota Senator John Hoeven as he hosted a Senate Ag field hearing at the Grand Farm campus in North Dakota on Thursday. There was talk of the farm bill, ag technology, and more. We're going to take a look at that story and others coming up here at segment four of today's AOA. Let's kick things off, though, and talk about what's happening in these markets. I don't know if I want to pull up the quote screen or not. Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing joining us here today on AOA. Dwayne, do I even want to take a look at where grains are at here on Friday's trade?
I don't really want to either. Let's just get to the weekend. We'll come back Monday and pick up the pieces. No, you're right. Some more red on the screen today. And I guess not a whole lot of news overnight, Jesse, but my summary of this week is the weather again. I know USDA put some big yields out there, and a lot of us producers are trying to fight it, and you know, we're hearing mostly from the guys, of course, that don't have a record crop, and I understand that does suck, but I don't know how anyone can look at the weather we just had this week, the cooler temps, the rain falling over the majority of the Midwest and still falling this morning, and feel like we didn't just add more bushels this week. I mean, rain in mid-August, Jesse, that really helps the bean crop.
Yeah. Well, and I think about this too. I know we're getting down to some pretty low levels, especially in soybeans. Corn's trying to hang around this $4 mark on the board as best as it can. But beans, I mean, trending lower, down about another dime on Friday's early action. I mean, what are some lows we could be looking at here, Duane, as you keep an eye on the charts and things like that? I mean, realistically, what's our downside targets here?
I thought we were going to try to switch and talk about good things. No, you're right. When you make new lows, you've got to go to your continuous charts and start to look at like, okay, where's the next support come from? But that's why I said, oh, this isn't going to help a whole lot because it's kind of bearish. Looking at like a continuous corn chart, my next level would be